friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
This is a class one emergency.
He's got an eye like a hawk.
We now stand on the threshold of the Age of Revolution.
Do not panic. I repeat, do not panic.
Direct from Fury Media, Inc. Radio has a new sound, and it's going to blow you away. On location or in the studio, you better put on a helmet. Close all the vents and lock the doors. This is the Vince Wild Show.
Yes. Thank you, Jeff Radio. You are the man, the myth, the legend in all three. www.furymediainc.com is the website. I am the aforementioned Vincent Amadeus Wild, and you're tuned into the Vince Wild program, which is broadcasting to you from Anchor, where the men are men and the sheep are scared. And we just got this thing properly running today. Because reasons. And so now I'm forced to sit here, and what a great intro. We're fading it out there. Just really happy to be here and to be part of your day, to be talking to you about things that really matter, and just in general, to be that person that you need me to be, which is a complete lunatic with a microphone. Because nobody else is going to look at both sides of every story and actually neutrally look at it. Because, let's face it, if you're watching, you know, you watch Fox News, we're neutral. You watch CNN, we're neutral, and it's a banana, not an apple, or an orange, or whatever. And you get tired of, I'm tired of losing friends. I don't like losing friends. I like having friends. Friends, good man. And losing friends, bad. And ever since the advent of social media and everybody putting their political opinion out there for everybody else to see and hear, all I can think to myself is, man, I really hate politics. I can't stand politics makes me angry. It really does. I don't relish the idea that somebody might read something that I wrote and they'll go, yeah. Because really, where should politics be on the list of things that are important? They should be down by the bottom, just above whether or not chipmunks have lucid thoughts. Okay, that's how important it should be to us. I mean, look, all right, no, I'm going to put chipmunks above that, because if if chipmunks are having lucid thoughts, we should probably know about that stuff, because that's a game changer. But we are we're in the beginning of the onset of what could be an American Civil War. And I don't relish that either. I don't want to shoot people. I don't want to fight the military. The odds are in my favor, regardless of what people have put into their own brains. Oh, yeah, they got nukes, and they can, you know, just level people. Those are called war crimes when you start killing your own people with nukes, by the way. There are ways to negotiate. If you're stuck in a civil war, I mean, if the UN doesn't interject itself in the middle of it, you've got to look at the pure numbers. Okay, yeah, all we've got are, you know, AR-15s, and maybe a few of us are lugging around hand grenades. There's definitely more than a few of us that knows how to build a bomb. So you can't be sitting there thinking that the odds are completely in the government's favor. Plus, our power grid is completely unguarded. Like, it's the biggest threat. We're, you know, our government's worried that some Islamic terrorist can take out our power grid. Hey, you should be worried about the people. You know, it's possible the people could take out the power grid, and then you've got a whole new, a whole new problem that you did not plan on, and it wasn't even in the equation. Only they've actually run scenarios and determined that in every single one, the government does not win the Civil War, and it's because of our infrastructure that is completely unprotected, we would get blown back 100 years. If I had my way and we actually got dragged into a civil war against my will, because I don't want a civil war, I don't want to fight. I'd rather the people woke up and realized, especially when they watch the news, like the vaping segment that's been going on continuous cycle for the last 2 weeks, they'd look at it and say, why isn't the media telling the whole story? And then after they have that moment saying, wait a minute, the media doesn't tell the whole story, because those people are out there. I talk to them every day. Every day there's a realization, there's denial that the media is holding facts back. Or they're not somehow interjecting opinion, even though all of our 24-hour news networks, they should legally be required to call themselves 24-hour op-ed networks. They're going to give you a news story, sure, they're going to tell you about the hurricane, but then CNN's going to blame Trump for some reason, and then Fox is going to defend Trump for some reason, even though the hurricane was an act of nature and neither is applicable. And that's where we're at. And so I sit here and I look at both sides because I'm tired of the whole damn thing. I'm ready to just hit people. I mean, what do you do at this point? What can be done? What can be said? How can we possibly shovel out this crap show that we're in the middle of? We can't. Everybody's dug in. Thanks, Facebook. And by the way, Mark Zuckerberg, if I ever see you, I swear to God, I'm going to cave in your skull with a shovel. What you've done to this society is just absolutely garbage. And I will gladly go to jail for 20 years on an assault charge to know that you're going to spend the rest of your days eating your food through a straw. I used to get along with my neighbors. I used to get along with everybody at church. Now I can't, not even at church. Even at church, it's not guaranteed. I've had it happen. Oh, you're a Republican? I hate you. Thankfully now, I not a Republican, not a Democrat either. By leaning the same way J.R.R. Tolkien did, I found that I am getting allies in both camps, and I'm actually able to reason with people. Because if you're on either side of the aisle, you can't reason with anybody. Everybody's dug in. Screw you, pal. Well, I'm sorry, but nobody asked you. I certainly didn't ask you. I don't care. Look, politics is not my life. Okay, I'd much rather talk about heavy metal and radio and fun stuff. You know, food. Oh, gosh, the TV shows that I'm filming, the Halloween theme parks that I'm going to. The YouTube channel is going to blow up like a grenade, and you're going to love it. And when the thing you're not going to want me to be doing is bloviating about how Donald Trump is a moron or how Bernie Sanders should be in an old age home. It's just not what I'm going to do anymore. But you have got to be a little bit, at least a little bit tired of losing friends. You've got to be a little bit tired of finding out that you got unfriended by somebody. And I'm a little bit tired that people watch the news and they hear this vaping thing and they're vapers and they say to themselves, geez, you know, why is the media leaving details out, important details about this subject? It's not the way they're painting it. But they don't ask themselves at the same time, what else are they leaving out? Because eventually you realize that the government is just a zero-sum game. It cannot be won. You cannot do anything with the government and say, well, this is great. At some point, you got to be asking yourself questions like, why is the government involved in marriage? You know, like idiots, we've been saying to ourselves, geez, you know, those doggone Christians, geez, you know, those doggone gays. Would the issue even be on the table at all if the government didn't have to somehow regulate marriage? Why do you have to sign a marriage license? It used to be to make sure that you weren't related to Billy Joe Jim Bob. But nobody does that anymore. Most places don't even give a blood test. But doggone it, you still got to pay $50 to $100 to get your marriage license because, damn, government needs its cut. And it has to approve of who you're marrying. Why? Because all that led to was us fighting over who could get married. This is what I say. Look, as long as you don't come to my church demanding that I marry you to the penguin and the two mountain lions, I don't give a crap. Do whatever you got to do. Leave me the hell out of it. Okay? But I sure as crap don't want the government stepping in and saying, you can marry this person, but not that person. And this church and that church have to say the wedding. Both sides should not be happening. That's the way it should be. We should be free to make our own decisions. But no. Now we can't do that. Because reasons. Because if we did that, then all of the kittens in the world would die. You've got to ask yourself why the hell we put up with this. Think about the amount of red tape and regulation. And don't be one of these people that has Stockholm syndrome sitting there, well, we need the government. Bull crap. Okay, the government should be covering the basics. No murder, no killing, no theft. You know, stuff like that. Who gets married? None of your damn business. All right, who puts an outhouse out in their yard? None of your damn business. Property tax, you're not entitled to it. Theft. All of these things. Jeez, oh, crow, can we stop? The government has gotten completely out of control, and nobody even understands. Nobody gets it. Nobody is saying, wow, this is holy crap, and thinking, gee, you know, this could be a great thing if we could minimize the impact the government has on everybody. Nobody's saying that. Why aren't they saying it? Because, well, reasons. There should be no reasons. That's the point. And so I got to spend almost 12 minutes blowing up about something that I shouldn't have to talk about. This shouldn't be on my plate. I shouldn't have to deal with this crap. And the amount of the amount of aggression with people dig in about these subjects. It's like, what is wrong with you? You know, you go on Reddit, you go on Facebook, you talk to people at work, which now you can get decked with a harassment charge depending on which way your company leans. You get fired for talking about politics around the water cooler. Actually, that might not be such a bad thing, because maybe we'll weed out all the people talking about politics and we could get back to saying, hey, did you see Tiger Woods this weekend? Oh, I went fishing this weekend. Hey, my son wants that new PS5. What do you think? Rather than, Trump's an idiot. Screw you, pal. Conversations, by the way, those conversations don't happen around the water cooler a lot because people would rather hide behind a keyboard. Oh, I've got to, yeah, no. No, no, no. Sorry. So that's where I stand today. That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to take a quick break here. You know, I don't have any of my sweepers loaded. That sucks. But this segment brought to you by Pepsi Cola.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Anytime a thirst takes hold, Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi's got that special taste created for the cold. The cold turns on that Pepsi dry, makes Pepsi Cola come alive. That beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Yeah, I had to give up drinking Pepsi. We're back. Oh, it kills me, but my A1C was 6, which I guess means you're practically Jabba the Hutt, you know? And, yeah, so I had to give that up. I've been drinking Diet Right like it's going out of style. I miss my sugar. Do you know how hard it is to quit sugar? Oh my gosh, people are upset about nicotine. Nicotine has to be regulated. We can't let kids get addicted to nicotine, but hey, you know what? As far as caffeine goes, here's a monster. Friggin' chug, you prick. It's amazing how, and I had somebody on Facebook trying to convince me, oh yeah, caffeine's not addictive. Hey, you know what? Screw you. All right? Yes, it is. Try quitting it. Go ahead, try. I devil dog dare you. Cause you can't do it. You can't quit caffeine. I've tried. I can't deal with the headache. People are like, oh, it's minor headache. Minor? Really? Have you ever tried to function in retail with a minor headache? You know, that person that comes in, because I was working in auto parts the last time I tried to quit caffeine, and a person comes in, they're like, yeah, I need a Cadillac converter for my Subaru Outback. On a normal day, I just let that blow by, but when I have a pounding headache and I'm ready to kick somebody with a stick, that's a really bad, but whatever. My response to that is no longer, all right, what's a year, make, and model? Now the response is, hey, I don't give a crap what you put on that car, pal. A 1998 Subaru Outback is never going to be a Cadillac. It's never going to be a Cadillac. Ever, ever, ever. You just have to deal with the fact that you bought a S-Box, and too bad for you. Well, what about rotaries? Seriously? Are you actually working on your own car? Nah, I'm going to take it to the mechanic, but I didn't like his price. Just get the hell out of my store, jackass. People that do that annoy me. They have no concept whatsoever of the fact that a shop has to pay for diagnostic equipment, yearly subscription. It ain't cheap. It's like $800 a year. They also have to pay for tools and maintenance and software and all this crap. The software has to be updated almost biweekly. And it's not cheap. So you go in and the guy's like, yeah, I can do your brakes. It's $300 for the front and back. And you're like, what the hell? I'm not paying $300 to this clown. So then they come to the auto parts store, you know? Well, I'm going to go to the auto parts store because I know I can get them cheaper. So they come and get them for me, and, you know, they buy the cheapest ones, the ones that are practically paper mache. And of course, they're going to be back in 6 months and ask me why their brakes already need to be replaced. Well, hey, you know what? You took the middleman out and replaced him with a moron. It's not my fault. It's just not. Sorry. So people, you know, don't fix your own car unless you actually know how to fix your own car. If you pop the hood open and your first thought is, huh, I wonder what the hell that is. You should probably close the hood and take it to a mechanic. Now, people can't do that. No, 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 no. That would require foresight. Halloween is here. Well, it's sort of here. Yeah, because we've got, it's like October 4th. So people are putting the displays out in their yard. And I don't know, man. Halloween is like the pre-show for the holidays. Because after Halloween hits, it happens pretty fast. I mean, if you're a kid, it doesn't. You know, Halloween happens and then Christmas is like a year away. But you're an adult, you realize, holy crap, in 25 days it's Thanksgiving. 25 days is nothing when you're an adult. It's like short. You know, everything happens slow for kids because, you know, everything's got to be, you know, everything is set to the gauge when Christmas comes around again. At least it did when I was a kid. Now if somebody's excited about Christmas, there's probably some adult somewhere waiting to take a dump on it. You know, we're started by pagans. Hey, why don't you shut up? Nobody asked you. You're a dick. I enjoyed, especially when I got older and things started moving faster, Halloween would come around and be like, oh, sweet, Thanksgiving's coming. And I enjoy all that stuff, and I really enjoy, you know, celebrating the holidays. But here's the thing, man. Can we not hate the fact that we have holidays? I mean, I get it if you don't like Valentine's Day or St. Patty's Day or even Easter. It's almost like they're just kind of thrown in there so that companies can make extra money during the space in between Christmas, which I hate. And you know what? Don't even hate on the commercials that come out or the fact that Walmart likes to put their Christmas stuff out at, like, you know, July. Although they've been better about that. They waited till October this year, which blew me away because it was just 2 years ago. It was like mid to late July and Walmart, hey, let's put Christmas up. That seems like a good idea. I mean, the back-to-school stuff is barely on the shelves, but, yeah, let's do it at Christmas. And I'm sitting there like, really? Seriously? You're going to do Christmas now? Son of a gun. okay. And I love Christmas, and the minute it goes out, I'm like the psycho that's there going, yes, Christmas is coming. But even I'm like, and I'm just like, really? This early? I know why Hobby Lobby does it, because people craft, and it's not something you just do in 5 minutes. But Walmart, I mean, come on. Who's putting an inflatable Rudolph in their front lawn in August? You know what? I take that back. Because I know there's somebody out there that does it. Hell, there's somebody out there that doesn't take their directions down, or their decorations down. They just don't do it. Dad, I need dad. Yeah, okay. You left the Christmas lights up. And yeah, but they're not plugged in. We could still see them. So no, I'm excited for pre-holiday pre-show. I am. I've reached out to a bunch of haunted houses. I'm making the plan to do the world tour, as it was. And I'm still trying to get my costume together. I don't even know. Like, I bought this really nice mask from Masks for Party, which doesn't sound great, but their masks are made out of resin and they're great. They're practically indestructible unless you happen to hide it underneath your cloak and then somebody sits in the back seat of your car and turns it into mask bits. And then that person, by the way, feels really bad about it. And you're just like, no, this isn't you. I did this. This wasn't your fault. I feel really bad about it. No, please don't. Don't feel bad about this. I'm an idiot. Really nice mask. And I was just bummed. I mean, why did that have to happen? Why? You know, there's just no reason for it, except my stupidity. I don't know. So I got haunted houses. There's a place out in Anderson, Indiana, Connor Prairie. These places, they always take so long to get back to you. And I've got a professional email address now. Doesn't make any difference. It could say Yahoo at dingdong.com. I still wouldn't get an answer. It could say president at whitehouse.gov. No, that would actually be bad. But I could put like Kanye West at capitalrecords.com. And no, that would get an answer. So I think it's just podcasters. People like, I tell people, people ask me all the time for podcasting advice. Like, what should I do? I'm like, don't, whatever you do, when you're telling people about it and you want them to listen, do not tell them it's a podcast. Because people just become a deer in the headlights when they hear podcasts. They think it's something that they need special equipment for. Oh, you're going to listen to a podcast? Let me get you some tools. No, it's just a downloadable radio show. I said, that's what you tell them. Well, it's a radio show. Oh, well, when's it on? Oh, you can just download it. Boom. Taken care of. You give them the website. They go. Boom. Radio show's on the air. Everything's just fan-freaking-tastic. You say podcast, you lose like 3/4 of the population. They think that they need to be a computer programmer, which is dumb because like every show on the radio, even people on television say, hey, check out our podcast. But apparently 3/4 of the population just can't deal with the fact that a podcast exists. So I tell people, well, I have a radio show. And then when they ask, you know, how they hear it, when's it on, what channel, I just say, oh, you can just download it. It's so much easier. Podcasters, a lot of them, they're into geek speak. They're also into stuff. That's the other thing. Stuff. I need a studio with soundproofing. Or you could just get a decent microphone, stop being a prick. It's that whole elitism thing. It sneaks into every aspect of American culture. There's always a group of people that are like, well, if I'm going to do a podcast, I need to look like the guy in the radio on the 6 o'clock news that they go to for political opinion. No, you don't. You really don't, because nobody's ever going to stick a camera in your face unless you decide to put webcams. And then in that case, you could put a video of a charging rhino on the back screen of the green screen behind you. And that will work just as well. Really does, in fact, work better, if you ask me. These people have to get these elaborate sets like I'm in a newsroom. No, you're in a broom closet with a green screen. Shut up and just do your show. You know, it's about content and quality, and people just can't figure that out. They just can't. Oh, it's just so difficult, man. Yeah, I get it. And honestly, nothing is that complicated. I've been podcasting since 2003 when it was just in its infancy, and these people that have been doing it for a year and, you know, they've got like, well, I have 1,000 downloads a minute. That just means you clicked onto something that people like. It doesn't mean that you know what the hell you're doing. And that should teach them everything they need to know right there. Content. You don't need $500 electro voice studio microphones to put on a good show. Everybody thinks they need to be the next big thing. Well, you know, the next big thing isn't even the next big thing.
I think it's a huge embarrassment.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Anytime a thirst takes hold, Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi's got that special taste created for the cold. The cold turns on that Pepsi dry, makes Pepsi-Cola come alive. Taste that beats the others cold, Pepsi pours it on. Taste that beats the others cold, Pepsi pours it on.
I'm still trying to figure out this software. This is a really awesome program called Quick Carts, and it's too easy. Like, I've got one computer here that's running a radio station, which is 24-hour Halloween music called The Asylum. And it's great, and I love it. And it's truly phenomenal. It does everything. It pulls in news feeds. It plays commercials. I don't have to do anything except program it. But it takes a lot to put this together. So when I get something simple like a cart machine like I used at my first paying radio gig, I can't deal with it. It's too simple. Like it's being in 1985 again. Let me throw in this cart with Genesis on it. No. Not that easy. Let me see what's coming up for the Vince Wild Show. We got the videos going on. Also, make sure you check out FuryMediaInc.com. We got a TV station there that is just... It's great. I love it. You should love it. Everybody should love it. Right now, it's 24-hour Halloween music, which you've got to be at least a little bit excited about that because it is awesome. I just love doing programming. It's weird. Like, I like putting together the radio stuff, which I can't do anymore because the FCC stepped in and said, you know what, screw you, Tubby. And I'm just like, oh, there we go with that. And then I finally had to give that up. And I know some people are like, hey, where are your radio stations at? Because they know I used to do the radio stations. I mean, nobody hated the Ironworks. The Ironworks was beast. But unfortunately, the Ironworks fell victim to greedy corporate record companies that, you know, pretend that it's about well, the artists need their due compensation, and I'm sitting there, I'm just like, yeah, oh, that's what it's about. It's not about the fact that you're a complete douche canoe and you steal from the artists because reasons, which I don't even know what the reasons are, to be perfectly honest. I have no idea. Not the good ones. I know what the reason is. It's money. Money. They're going to have money. And I got to be rich so that I can fuel my ninth yacht. Which, by the way, I'd like to shove right up your undeserving butthole. You and your yacht. That's something that happens here in Indiana. We've got rich territories. Rich territories where people, you know, if when you see... when you see people, they're driving Teslas and Beamers and all this beautiful crap. and it's always the same guy or girl behind the wheel. It's not enough that they've got this, you know, automotive feces on the road that, you know, they didn't buy it because they care about the environment. They got it so everybody knows how much money they have. I don't care what you say you're actually doing. When you see a certain cars, you just know that person wants you to know that they're richer than you are. And it's just so annoying. Like, I don't care how much money you, and it would be different if, like, the car didn't cost six figures. You know, you've got the Tesla, and it's electrical. Don't get me started on, you know, what happens, what it requires to make that battery, or how much of a carbon footprint the battery leaves, because you can't just get rid of a giant battery. Oh, they recycle them. You really think that there's no fallout from that whatsoever? You're adorable. You know, same thing with the Prius. 5 years is all you get out of the Prius battery. 5 years! And then it's $5,000 to replace it. Actually, that price went down to $3,000, but still... $3,000 will buy you like a Volkswagen Rabbit. So you see these guys at the Teslas, and then if you happen by their house, they have a boat. Not just any boat, a Boston Whaler. They even have a Bayliner. Fine. I don't know if they, I think they still do make the Boston Whaler. You don't see them unless you're near the ocean. So, okay, we've got the the Boston Whaler or the Bayliner or Four Winds or whatever, you know. You know what? My dad actually had a boat when I was a kid, so I know some of the brands. But, and that would be great. A Bayliner, cigarette, there's another one. They all got them. They all got them. There's only one problem. Indiana doesn't have a coast. These... Jack wagons, you've got Lake Michigan. They can go floating around in Lake Michigan. Do you know how many times I pass small bodies of water and I see Rich Boy with his plaid knickers and his $400 sunglasses? You just want to, somebody like that, you just want to punch him. Well, I'm not trying to be mean, but that's what it is. You want to punch them because it's like, do you really care about the environment, or are you just trying to, you know, send me a message? I'm rich. You're not deal. Because that's what it feels like. You know, it's like, I don't care how much that money that person has, and I really don't appreciate them rubbing it in my face. You know, how would you like it if I went out of my way to tell you how broke I am? You know, like, yeah, somebody should do something about that. Where's the government? Oh, what if you just donated some money? Like these guys on Twitter, what are they calling it? Twitter philanthropy? Bill Pult. Pult? P-U-L-T-E. I wanted to talk about this before I close the show off because I love that this guy's doing this, and there's a bunch of them, like Walker Texas Ranger or somebody. I don't even know. And they're giving their money away to people that aren't exactly doing well. They're, you know, they need help. Like, for instance, Bill himself just gave $15,000 away to a guy that's deploying overseas. And it's making things easier for his family. I don't know in what way. I mean, military people, they make so much money. If you didn't sense the sarcasm in my voice, then we need to have a chat. But he just gave away $15,000 to someone deploying overseas. That was today, October 10th, 4th, that he did that. October 4th, this guy just dropped 15 grand on somebody because it was the nice thing to do. He didn't wait for Uncle Sam to come by and say, you need to give me this money so I can give it to somebody else. This group of entrepreneurs and philanthropists are showing that if people just get their head out of their ass and they lead by example and they do it themselves, there doesn't need to be a government entity, which on one side of the coin is saying, you can't marry the chicken. And on the other side is saying, you can't keep your money. How does that not annoy you? What if you won the lottery tomorrow? You know, you think you'd be void just because you were broke before you won the lottery? Imagine struggling your whole life trying to make ends meet, and then you win like the $70 million Powerball. And then some tool bag from Washington comes to you and says, nice, now give us 70%. Are you seriously not annoyed by that? Are you seriously telling me that that doesn't really bother you whatsoever? Because it should, that should really annoy you. And the fact that people think that's a good idea, and the odds are that they'll never actually be affected by it whatsoever, that's a dangerous, dangerous position to take, folks. It is. I'm just being honest. Because what if you were that guy that won the Powerball? So these guys are on Twitter, and they're showing how it can be done, how you can reach a certain level of success and then turn around and do it like the founder of Caterpillar did. You know, give away large portions of money, because what they always find out is they can't give it away fast enough. The more they give, the more they get back. And people don't believe that, but that's legit what happens. And so, you know, and people are, you know, like, well, what about me? Of course, there's so many people in need. There's people that just, you know, I want to buy a new motorbike. But then there's people who are like, I'd like to keep my heat on. Well, there's Bill Pult. I think that's how you say his name. I hope that's how you say his name. All right, the website is furymediainc.com. And you catch me on Twitter, at Vince Wild Show. VinceWildShow at Gmail. And I think that's all. And you can also find me on the wonderful, wonderful world of Faceplant. At least until I finally get fed up and take my business elsewhere. Talking to you, Zuckerberg, you pile of filth. That's it for today's show. I hope you had a good time. I sure did. We'll catch you next time. This is Vince Wild. If you can't be good, be bad. Ciao, baby.